Don't be afraid of the answers. Be afraid of not asking the questions. Jennifer Hudson.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, and you're listening to the world's number one rated essential oil podcast, where we share different interviews, different insights each week about the world of essential oils. For those who don't know me much, I'm a mom of two kids, 5 and 3. My husband, Shambe, is my soulmate. I live in Boone, North Carolina, and I love being a mompreneur. I run a successful Young Living home business from my home alongside this podcast, as well as a doula agency that I run here in the region of Western North Carolina. I have an identical twin sister, an older sister. I love karaoke and sushi. I don't have any pets. I love red wine. You can always find a Boda box on top of my refrigerator. And I don't play make-believe well with my kids, but I love them anyway. And they love me, even though sometimes we want to kill each other. And for today's episode, we're going to change things up a bit and do an entire episode just on frequently asked questions. I've compiled a list of questions that I most often get from our listeners, and I'm going to tackle them one by one. But before we get to that, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Julia Baum from Maui, Hawaii. Julia's recipe is for a tropical laundry spray. And she says, "Aloha, my favorite recipe here in Hawaii is mixing purification and citrus fresh in a Young Living large spray bottle diluted with water as a laundry spray. At the end of the drying cycle, turn the heat off on the dryer and lightly spray clothing and towels before finishing on the lightest tumble setting. This recipe works especially great for lying dried towels." Thanks, Julia. We love getting your DIY recipes submitted to the dugout. If you'd like to submit yours, email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com with your recipe and your name. And hey guys, also put in how to pronounce your names, because I feel like I butcher all of them.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy, M-A-M-M, OTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
All right, let's start diving into some of the most frequently asked listener questions that I receive. Now, the first is a pretty basic one. People who maybe are just finding the show, who are brand new to essential oils, might feel a little overwhelmed because sometimes when we're talking to our expert guests, we sort of take for granted that not everyone in the world has been using essential oils for years like we have and might not know the basic things that they need to know. So oftentimes I'm asked, well, how do I get started using essential oils? How do I even put them on or smell them? Or, you know, can I ingest them? What do I do? So my answer to this is, first of all, just go back and listen to episode number 1 on the show. It's called Everything You Need to Know About Essential Oils in Under 20 Minutes. And that will definitely teach you the basics of how to use essential oils. We talk about how to apply them to your skin, how to put them in your diffuser or different ways you can inhale them through your lungs, your nose, and ways to you can ingest them. But very quickly, I am a simple kind of gal. I don't like to overcomplicate things. So my favorite way that I use essential oils in my home is I literally go to my shelf of oils, and next to that shelf is a little pump bottle full of, sometimes I use fractionated coconut oil. That's my favorite, what we call a carrier oil, sort of a base vegetable-based oil that we can use to mix with essential oils. So fractionated coconut oil is great. It's just a liquefied form of coconut oil. So you don't have to like warm it up first in your hand. So I'll just pump a couple sprays of that. Or sometimes I love to use Young Living's V6 oil. It's a blend of 6 different carrier oils that's to die for. So I'll literally just pump a squirt of that in the palm of my hand. I sort of make a little cup with it. And then I'll have my essential oil already opened. And then I'll just add a couple drops into my hand. Sometimes it's 2 drops, sometimes it's 4 or 5 drops. It just sort of depends on what I'm using. Then I take my other hand, I take my finger and I swirl that around in the palm of my other hand so I can mix that coconut oil or that V6 oil with my essential oil. And then from there, I just slap it on my body, depending on what I'm doing. So if I'm supporting my lungs, I'll rub it on my lungs. If you're not sure where to put it, just put it on the bottom of your feet. You really can't go wrong. Sometimes I'll put things like Panaway Blend or Copaiba on my elbows or my thighs after a workout. Really, you can't go wrong. So long as you don't put a citrus-based oil like lemon, orange, bergamot is a citrus for those that don't know, lime. Don't put those oils directly on your skin that may be exposed to sunlight. So that's my favorite easy way to use essential oils. Also, when you walk into my house, there's always a diffuser going with essential oils in it. That's a very easy, low-key way that you can use essential oils. And then the last way is you can ingest them. This is quite the controversial topic, so I'm not going to go into it too in depth. Bottom line, if you don't feel comfortable ingesting essential oils, just don't do it. Make sure if you do ingest your oils, you know that they are coming from a very pure source and that in the bottling process, that essential oil has not been mixed with some sort of synthetic, additive, chemical, or thing like that. I like to put my oils in a little empty capsule that you can buy at your health food store. Add a little olive oil to that. If you want to know more, find my Facebook video that's on our Facebook page, Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. All right. The next question I get often is, how do I share this podcast? So let's say you're listening to an episode and you're like, oh my God, my friend Susie has to listen to this. Well, unfortunately, not a lot of podcast apps make it very easy to do that. I used to be an avid iTunes podcast user. So for those that have iPhones, all iPhones come with an app called, I think it's just called Podcast. Technically, it's the iTunes Podcast app. It's like a little purple thing on your phone. But ever since the newest update, I like cannot stand their podcast app anymore. Sorry, Apple. It's just very slow, very complicated. And anyway, but whatever podcast app you're listening to, my new favorite app now to use is called Podbean. If you're on an Android, there's an app called Stitcher that's really great. Lots of different podcast apps out there, lots with different features. But usually when you're listening to an episode, there's going to be a little share button somewhere on that app if you're listening to it on your phone. So you can simply click on that share button and you can text it to a friend. If you do that, I recommend putting the episode number and the title because sometimes it'll take them to the full list of episodes and they might have a hard time finding that episode. Now, another way you can share, I think this is a little bit easier, is if you have access to our website, if you're on your phone or on your computer, go to our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. Every single episode that we create here, we also create a show notes page, or maybe people might consider it a blog post on our website. So every single episode has its own page on our website where we can put resources, notes. We also put the episode itself into that webpage. So you can click play on the little audio player there. And then you can very easily just copy and paste that specific URL and share that to a friend in an email or on their phone. And it will take them right to that episode with all the resources and notes and everything. So that's really convenient. Now, there has been a lot of confusion because recently, oh, I forget, maybe 20 episodes ago, we actually moved our website to our new website, which is revolutionoilspodcast.com. So that has our most recent show notes on it. Now, my intentions have been to migrate all of our old episodes onto the new show. That has not happened yet. So if you're looking for our older episodes, go to our old website, revolutionoils.com/podcast. A little bit different there. So revolutionoils.com/podcast to find our old episodes, revolutionoilspodcast.com to find our new episodes. Now, on to our next question. Are essential oils safe for pets, safe for pregnancy, safe for babies, safe for children, safe in general? Get a lot of those kinds of questions. Now, my response to this is simply to pose another question. Well, are plants safe? Well, yes and no, right? Some plants are very safe for us. Most plants are very safe for us. And some are not, such as, you know, poison ivy. Now, are we going to turn a poison ivy plant into an essential oil? Probably not. But there are certain essential oils out there that do have stronger elements than others and are not deemed totally safe for small babies, small pets, those kind of things. But even that statement in itself is pretty controversial. A lot of people are suggesting that really if it's a good quality essential oil, it's not mixed with chemicals and additives, that it's generally safe for everyone. But really, guys, we just need to use some common sense here, right? If you're new to essential oils, if you are using oils while pregnant, with babies, with pets, then don't be dropping like an entire bottle of wintergreen or lavender or whatever on your body. You know, use one or two drops at a time and really tune in and listen to how your body reacts to it, right? Pets, I've noticed, if they don't like an essential oil, like cats in particular, they'll tell you, they'll run away from that diffuser if you're putting something in there that they don't like. With a small baby, babies are very sensitive to oil, so don't put too much on there. Just use one drop at a time and observe and see what happens. Now, I am a more liberal user of essential oils. I really believe in power to the people. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to experiment. When I compare the use of essential oils, even the liberal use of essential oils, to the overuse of over-the-counter medication, prescribed medications, things like that. I mean, the risk just are completely on a different level. You know, the danger that we're talking about here is so, so low compared to so many other things that we have completely accepted into our society. So anyway, I digress a bit. One piece of advice is don't go reading all the blog posts about essential oils being dangerous. I mean, they are completely sensationalized. They are coming from a very different perspective than the different modalities that different people will use when using essential oils. So really, I mean, I've found now that I work so much in the world of the internet, you can really convince yourself that anything is true on the internet by Googling it, because there's going to be one opinion on this side and one opinion on the other side. And each side is going to, you know, be 100% validated by all of the other articles and things like that out there. So, you know, truth nowadays is kind of a slippery slope, don't you think? But anyway, in general, essential oils are very safe. They come from the earth. They come from plants. They are very potent. They are very strong. So just use a little bit and go slow. Now, if you are using oils for cats, babies, pregnancy, those kind of things, or really anyone using essential oils, your best friend is going to be a good reference guide. I gift a reference guide to all of my new members who want to get started with the Young Living Starter Kit because it's just such a powerful resource to have at your fingertips. It's going to have suggestions on which oils to use for what, safety tips. So really, you know, when I give that book to my new members, I always say, hey, just take like 10 minutes out of your day to read the first couple chapters of that book, and you're going to learn everything you need to know to use your oils safely. Tune into your body. Always, always listen to your body. If you feel like oils are making too much of an intense response in your body, then slow it down. Do know that essential oils are very cleansing to the body. They have a way of really pushing out the toxins that are in our body and helping our bodies with our natural response to heal. Sometimes that process can be messy. Sometimes it can have some negative side effects. Most people who get started with essential oils, or at least the Young Living oils, which are very powerful, might experience some sort of mild headache. If you're drinking oils, maybe a bit of an upset stomach. This is pretty normal, and it's not always an indication that the oils are harming you at all. Usually, I'd say 99.9% of the time, it's just a sign of detoxing your body. So your body's getting rid of these toxins or other things that are in your body that kind of have to come out some way, right? And essential oils are sort of a catalyst for that process. All right, another great question is, which essential oils should I start out with? And then what should I buy after those? So quickly, I'd say the top oils that I never let myself run out of stock in are lavender, lemon, peppermint, frankincense. Y'all know how much I love frankincense. Thieves essential oil, eucalyptus, and there's a couple different species. Now, I love the blend called RC because it's a blend of all the different types of eucalyptus. I think it's got spearmint in it too. It's just really, really nice. So RC or just eucalyptus. Those, if I had to narrow it down to just like five or six oils, lavender, lemon, peppermint, frankincense, thieves, and eucalyptus, or a blend called RC. Now, after that, I would say definitely invest in really your herbals. So like rosemary, oregano, those two are such powerful oils. They can pack a huge punch. And with all of these oils, I recommend go research them. Just Google rosemary essential oil and be amazed. Tea tree, grapefruit, or orange, or any citrus oil really is amazing. And they're really cheap too. So like you can really stock up on the citrus oils and they go really far. And then when we look at some of my favorite blends that Young Living makes, Joy, I love. I actually hated Joy at first. It was like a very floral kind of scent, but I loved how it made me feel. And it's especially great during times of grief or sadness. Now it's like one of my favorites. So I love Joy. Valor, of course, is one of the all-time favorite Young Living oils out there that brings confidence. It brings a boost of courage. It's very emotionally balancing. It's also called the chiropractor in a bottle. It's just very aligning. Peace and calming, sort of self-explanatory, and stress away as well. So those are the oils that I would start out with. Okay, some other commonly asked questions I get from listeners is, how do I get started? How can I join your team? Or some people say, I don't get what is a team. I don't get how this whole thing works. So for those that are kind of new to this world of essential oils, for those of us that love our Young Living oils in particular, we may decide to start a home business alongside Young Living, the company. And we get rewarded by helping spread that company's products around. And when we do that, we can form these communities of our businesses. So my team that I work with is called Revolution Oils. And we also have another team under us called the Spunky Oils, which is an amazing group of mostly women. And the leaders in those teams are rocking out their businesses, supporting their families alongside Young Living and helping support those new members. So it's one of my favorite things that I get to do as a Young Living distributor is help people get started with oils and connect them to those resources and connect them to our community of oil users. We literally have thousands of people in our community that are all interacting with each other on a daily basis, supporting each other, asking questions, and helping each other along our oily journeys. Now, if you want to get started and you're curious about trying out the Young Living oils, or you're wanting to use oils in that sort of environment that gives you that one-on-one mentorship support or that community support, right? That's one of my favorite things about this business model is instead of just going to the store and buying essential oils off the shelf, which are for one, not going to be as high quality, but for two, you're not going to get that same level of support you get from your other community members who are using the same blends, the same oils, and you've got access to those different leaders in your team to ask questions and get the help you need. So major community support there. And then oftentimes I get people asking me, well, I want to get started with oils, but you seem like you're way too busy to help me. So I always feel so bad that I come across so busy. I mean, I am a busy person. I'm not going to lie. I've got three businesses to run, but one of my favorite businesses that I do run, and the one that honestly keeps my family going, that supports my family, it pays the bills, is my Young Living business. So yes, I am definitely accepting new members on our team. And usually if you want to join our team, I will also place you with one of my top leaders so that you not only get support from me, you also get support from my top leaders as well. So that if I am too busy and can't get to your question right off the bat, you've got another person that you can go to get those questions answered. So, all right, if you want to learn more about how to get started, just go to our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com/PSK, or just go to the homepage, click on the shop button, and you can learn all about how to get started with the premium starter kit. Now, sort of a similar question I get for people is that they also want to start a Young Living business. So that's a kind of a completely different mode of the work that I do. If you want to learn more about starting a home business with essential oils, you can check out our 30-day business bootcamp podcast. I'll put a link for that below the show notes. And yes, I am accepting new business builders to my business. I do sort of a similar thing. Well, I will also place you with one of my top leaders so that you get that extra support as well. So if you want to learn more about that, just email me is probably the best way, revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. If you are already a Young Living member and you now want to get your business started, but you feel like your sponsor isn't giving you the support you need, I'll often get asked, is it possible that I can switch to your team? Yes and no. It's not an easy process. Young Living doesn't want to make the process easy because they don't want people poaching other people, which is something I definitely always want to be very sensitive to. I don't want to take anyone away from a team and, you know, bring them onto my team. But ultimately, it's your decision. If you feel like you're not getting the help and resources you need, and you want to get started building a business under a leader or a mentor that's really there to help you succeed, then yes, you can switch your sponsor. So to do that, I can help you. Just probably email me is the best way to do that as well. revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. All right, the last question I'm going to get to is one of my favorites, and that is, what books do you recommend for learning more about essential oils? Ooh, I love this topic. I have a huge stack of books in my home to learn about oils. And honestly, guys, learning about essential oils, if you really want to get to, you know, how to use essential oils for certain things in the body that I'm not allowed to talk about here on the show because of our very strict FDA regulations, then having some great reference guides and books in your home is key. So anything from Life Science Publishing is great. Their website is discoverlsp.com. I'm going to put all these links in the show notes, so don't worry about writing them down. You can just look below wherever you're listening to this episode and get those links. But discoverlsp.com, Life Science Publishing, is wonderful for anyone who wants to learn more about essential oils and specifically Young Living essential oils. So they have lots of Young Living blends, the Young Living supplements, and the other products they have. They have lots of information out there about that. One of my favorite not brand specific books is called The Healing Intelligence of Essential Oils by Kurt, I'm going to butcher this last name, Kurt Schnaubelt? Schnaubelt. The Healing Intelligence of Essential Oils is truly a beautiful, beautiful look into the world of how essential oils work and the true magic and healing ability that they have. So really great read there. My favorite reference guide, a really affordable one. This one comes from Life Science Publishing. It's like a $15 book. This is the one that I often gift to my new members, and it's the 7th edition Essential Oil Pocket Reference Guide. It's a 400 plus page reference guide. You can look up each particular oil, you can look up a symptom, and it'll tell you which oils to use for what. It's awesome. Similar, but in app version, there's an app on my phone. I love it. It's called Essential Oil Reference Guide, I think, and it's by Abundant Health. So if you're searching for an app, if you just search in Abundant Health, I think it'll probably come up there. I think it's like a $7 app. I think it's the only app I've ever spent more than $5 on. I love it. If you are pregnant or have small babies, then the book Gentle Babies by Deborah Rayburn is excellent. And then the last book I'll mention is actually a series of little booklets, not really considered full books, just little booklets. And they're called The Chemical Free Home by Melissa Pepping. The Chemical Free Home by Melissa Pepping has just recipes upon recipes upon recipes, how you can use essential oils in your home to ditch the toxins and ditch all the chemicals, which is something that we are very passionate about here on this show. All right, those are the most frequently asked questions that I've been receiving lately, but keep them coming. I love to get your questions. Email us yours at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to check out our sponsors this week that help us support the show, Fabletics, Casper, and Health IQ. Links for those will be below here in the show notes. As always, guys, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.